Elvis had a love of football. My father took me to my first football match in Budapest when I was a child, and he took me to my first English football match when we came to England. Preston North End, the poem, describes the first match I ever went to, which was Spurs versus Preston North End. It's a poem about belonging in a crowd, about belonging to a nation, about belonging to a nation with a specific history, to which you may become attached in some way, of which you may become a part. Preston North End. Tottenham Hotspur versus Preston North End. Finney's last season, my first, and my dad with me. How surprisingly well we blend with these others. Then the English had the advantage, but today we feel their fury, sadness, and pity. There were some bad years in between, a lot of down-at-heel meandering. For me, though, the deep blue of Preston was ravishment of a more genteel, poetic kind. They were thrashed 5-1, it's true, and Finney was crocked by Mackay. Preston went down, hardly to rise again. But something got through about Finney, the plumber, Lancashire, the crown, and those new days are coming. The crowd dissolves, but we are off the crowd, heading into town under sodium streetlights. This year, Wolves will win the title, then Burnley. I will see Charlton, Law, and George Best. The world revolves around them and those voices on TV reading the results. I'm being bedded in. To what kind of soil remains a mystery? But I sense it in my marrow, like a thin drift of salt blown off the strand. I am an Englishman, wanting England to win. I pass the Tebbit test. I am Alan Lamb, Greg Grzeszczyk, Viv Anderson, the boy from the corner shop, Solskjaer and Jaap Stam. I feel no sense of distance when a tenor plays Jerusalem, Rule Britannia, or the national anthem. I know King Priam. I have lived in Troy.